Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The Eureka Police Department released the basic details of Wednesday's fatal collision at the intersection of Booner and S Streets in Eureka. The 53-year-old male driver of a Chevy Silverado was driving eastbound on Booner when he turned north on S and struck the 67-year-old female pedestrian. The force of the collision caused major head trauma, and the victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Eureka police are still investigating the incident and were out at the scene for more than 6 hours on Wednesday. More information is expected to be released, and we'll bring it to you once it becomes available. Detectives from the Eureka Police Department's POP team conducted an enforcement operation at a motel in the 1600 block of 4th Street on Wednesday. Detectives watched as two probationers, 48-year-old Peter Barrett and 29-year-old John Ogborn, walked quickly away from a vehicle. Detectives detained the two men, and a search revealed that Ogborn was in possession of a loaded .22 caliber pistol, while heroin was found in Barrett's possession. Both men were arrested and booked into county jail. Detectives then searched a motel room connected with the two men and contacted William Abar, who was cited and released. Detectives recovered a stolen flat-screen television taken during a residential burglary last week, and other items believed to have been stolen as well. A reminder that the Arcata Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying a man who's the primary suspect in a home invasion robbery at a 10th Street apartment in Arcata over the weekend. The suspect allegedly brandished a handgun during the incident before fleeing on foot and was last seen getting into a silver-colored sedan. The suspect is described as an adult Hispanic male about 5 feet 5 inches tall, and anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata Police. There have been some local changes in local leadership positions as two well-known local men take over different departments in Humboldt County. Adam Yeager is the new commander for the Humboldt Area California Highway Patrol, and he began his first day in the new job on Wednesday. At the Humboldt Community Services District, Dave Hull is back in a leadership role as the executive director at the Community Services District with his first official day on Wednesday as well. And College of the Redwoods announced on Wednesday that music classes for students wishing to earn college credits, as well as students wishing to take courses without credit, will be offered in the fall semester. Redwoods is meeting the demands to both assist students in acquiring the transfer credits they need, while also maintaining a community enrichment program that was almost lost due to budget cuts with this new two-tier program. Redwoods President Kathy Smith said in a statement, "This creative two-tier solution for our music classes is an example of CR meeting a variety of community needs in a unique format." You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice: authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If there's one area that is ripe for business expansion in Humboldt County, it's exploiting the resources of Humboldt Bay, particularly as it relates to oyster farming. Supervisor Mark Lovelace attended last week's Fishery Forum in Sacramento and noted that the manner in which the Humboldt Bay Harbor District has handled permitting for new oyster farms is garnering attention.
There are things that are being done here in Humboldt Bay to help to expand our oyster fisheries, and that the Harbor District has been the lead on the topic of the Humboldt Bay's oyster pre-permitting program came up, and it was clear from the comments that were made that it's being watched not just around here, it's being watched up and down the West Coast.
The permitting process for opening a business in a coastal zone in California can be prohibitive for a prospective small business owner, which means the pre-permitting process may be the wave of the future.
An industry that really is ideally suited for small business in every way except the permitting costs, because it's not just in the coastal zone, it's in the ocean, it's in the state, you know, the tidelands of the state. But the idea is to buy down the cost.
Lovelace went on to say that it affords someone wishing to start a small business an opportunity that didn't exist a few years before. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.